James asked me earlier if I was gonna stand tonight and take charge. I said, no, I'm not gonna take charge. I'll get up there and read some scripture, but the Lord's gonna be in charge. If he's not in charge, I can't stand up here. Everybody's talking about revivals. My little testimony is, went down to the country, and I spent all my summers down there, all the time I was in high school. We always went down on July 4th. Went down there July 4th, 1964. There's a revival going on at church. Well, if you want to see anybody, in those days, that's where you had to go. You had to go wherever the church was open at. That's where everybody was. Yeah. I was saved on August 6th in the same revival. So that would last a while. And I was there just about every night. The night that I went and got saved, the church was crowded. There was no place, no empty pews inside. Well, you know how it is in August, it's hot. And that old church house didn't have no air conditioners. They had a couple of pedestal fans. So I sat down on the fence, had a fence went down between the church and the cemetery. I went out past got by an open window, climbed up on the fence. That pathway between the church and the fence was wrecked gravel. That was where my altar was. I didn't make it into the church house at that time, but something happened to me. I had to go tell them about it. And I went inside, the people in there, they were singing and they were shouting and they were doing whatever the Lord led them to do. And I was sitting there, can't they be quiet? I've got something to say. I got to tell this.
Amen.
And finally there was a pause. And all I could say is I got saved.
Amen.
That was good. Amen. That was real good. I'm going to read a little bit out of the Gospel of John, chapter 16. First, I want to mention, we talked about not having a pastor. We're not the only church that doesn't have their pastor. There's other churches around that don't have the pastor right now. But I'd like to call your attention to the 23rd Psalm, very first verse. The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
We still have a pastor. It's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is our pastor. He's our teacher. He's our Sunday school teacher. But he teaches his lessons 7 days a week. He doesn't know days. That's just something that we have. We have days of the week. All the Lord has is one day. Today is the day of salvation.
That's right.
The next day is the time of resurrection. We're going to go to heaven and we're going to spend one day. It'll never end. Never. It'll only be one day long. It'll never get dark.
Amen.
I've often wondered, why do I need a mansion for? I don't need a kitchen. I'm never going to be hungry. Don't need a furnace. It's never gonna be cold. Don't need air conditioners, it's never gonna be hot. Everything's gonna be just perfect. If you do feel a little bit hungry, the Lord's gonna be there to feed you. He's gonna give us that feast, that wedding feast. And that's gonna fill us up. The tree of life is there by that river. All manners of fruit on it. We can pick that fruit and eat it anytime we want to. Talk to the Lord anytime we want to.
Amen.
Talk to Paul anytime we want to. Go back and talk to the Lord again anytime we want to. Talk to any of the apostles. They're going to be there too. I want to see my mom and dad. My dad didn't attend church very much. Mom went quite a bit. And I knew she was saved. I was there when she got saved. But I never did know about my daddy. He passed and went on. And I was going through some of my mom's old pictures, and I, off in the distance, like a Polaroid, was a man baptizing somebody in the river. I said, "Mom, who is that?" "That's your daddy. He was saved all those years, and I didn't know it. He was a good man. He lived a good life. But my fear was that he was going to go to hell. But he had professed his salvation. And in his older years, he did attend church a lot. But I was gone by that time. I was separated from that part of the family, from my earthly family. I didn't know he was going to church. But then I think about it, he was at church the night I got saved. But I didn't realize, the only person that was there that I know was me. And whatever the preacher was preaching, not what your preacher was preaching, he preached about me. It was all about me. And when I got down in those gravels, it was just me and the Lord.
Yeah, right.
Nobody
yeah.
else was there.
Amen. That's right. That's amazing grace.
Yeah. I can't tell you what I felt. I had bruises on my knees when I got up because there was some big rocks down there. But I didn't pay any attention to it until the next day. And I noticed I had some bruises on my knees. Then I thought, well, I don't know how I got those. And that just brought everything back to me again. Sarah was singing that song, got up and went.
Yeah.
I didn't go very far. I just got down off the fence and right there is where I, right there. Yeah. But I got up and went.
Amen. That's right.
And it brought back tears. They weren't sad tears, they're tears of joy.
Amen.
That I got what I did. All because of the Lord. It's talking about the pastor. We don't follow the earthly pastor anyway. He just happens to be going the same way we are. The Lord has chosen him as the leader of this little flock. Well, I got news for you. He's got another one chosen. He's going to be here before too long. Don't get in a hurry. Let the Lord have his way. He'll send the one that he wants.
Yes. Amen.
John chapter 16, verse number 1. "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you.
That's right. Amen.
But if I depart, I will send him to you. Mm-hmm. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." You may be seated. Thank you for standing in reverence to the Lord's word. Now this is telling us that troubles are coming. Sorrows are coming.
Yes.
We're still walking around with this fleshly heart. Carnal mind. We lose a loved one, we mourn. Some of us take it to an extent, you know, an extreme. They blame God for it because they lost a loved one. It's not God's fault. My daddy passed away a long time ago. And I thought the Lord just went ahead and took him without him being saved. I could picture my dad going to hell. It wasn't a pretty picture. But then I saw that picture of him being baptized. And I'm thinking all the time, well, being baptized in water doesn't mean anything. That's just a symbol of the death, burial, resurrection. And Mom says, oh yeah, he was saved a long time ago. Well, why didn't somebody tell me? It wasn't for me to know then. I was down in the dumps, and I got that news, and it lifted me up. That was a blessing that God gave me a long time before I even asked for a blessing. He blesses you when you don't know it. We all got up this morning. Sometime today we got up. That's a blessing. We're going to go home tonight and go to bed, go sleep. That's a blessing. If it be the Lord's will, we'll get up in the morning or sometime tomorrow. Sometime on Thursday, I should say, because I don't believe tomorrow ever gets here. Because as soon as you wake up, it's today. It's not tomorrow, it's today. Yesterday's already gone. There's nothing you can do about that. So the only thing you got is today. And the Lord makes that plain. Today is the day of salvation. But to him, one day is not unlike 1,000 years. 1,000 years is not unlike one day. So, you know, today's the day of salvation. And, you know, that started 2,000 years ago in man's time. It's when the Lord was crucified and he resurrected 2,000 years ago. That was the day of salvation. So why does the Bible say today is the day of salvation? Because it's still today. We won't have it tomorrow. No one will have it tomorrow. Even the lost soul is going to resurrect. But they're not going very high. Because they're going right back into the fiery pit with a body that will never die, to live in everlasting turmoil, being tortured, burning up. But if you have a loved one that went that way, you won't see that. You'll be in heaven. They'll be able, that's going to be part of their torment, I believe. They're going to look up there and see what they missed. But we won't turn around and look and see what we've avoided. We know what we avoided. We already know it. There's a verse in the Bible that says it's not entered into the hearts of man what the Lord has in store for them. But if you read that verse and then read the very next verse, it says, but the Spirit has revealed these things unto us. Hasn't revealed all of them. And the things that haven't been revealed to us hasn't entered into our heart. But the things that we do know, we love. Can you imagine how much more he has? I can't tell you what heaven's going to be like. The only thing I know, it's going to last forever. We're going to be there forever. How big is it? I don't know what a fathom is, or the Bible tells you the measurements of it. I don't know what they are. But I know there's room for all of us.
Amen, that's right.
Hell didn't have enough room for everybody. They have to expand the borders of hell every day for the people that are dying and going in that way. But it's not for us to say who's going and who's not. The only thing I can say is, if you have not been born again, you ain't going. If you don't know the Lord, you ain't going. The Lord's the door. If you don't know how to get to the Lord, you're not going. You're going to be resurrected with a body that lasts forever, that will never, never die. but it's going to be cast into outer darkness, into the lake of fire. I've heard people say, well, if I go down there, I'll get with my buddies and we'll have a party. You don't want to, you're not going to know who's there. You're going to know that there's people there because they're going to be chewing on you and screaming and hollering. But do you know what a black fire is? It doesn't put off any light, so how are you going to see who's there? You're not going to see if it's your buddies or not. You're never going to know. The only thing you're going to know is you're there. And there's, and you missed your opportunity to avoid that. That's what the Lord gave to me tonight. It was a little bit of short notice, but I'm not long-winded and not as loud as Dylan or Victor. I remember when the Lord was calling me to preach. I said, Lord, I can't do that. You know, give it to the young people, like Victor. He said, I've already got a Victor. Don't need another one. Well, I can't preach like Clarence does. I've already got a Clarence. Don't need another one. Just do what you can do.
Amen.
And that's all I do. I do what the Lord gives me. I'll get up here and pass it on to you. And I beg you not to believe it just because I sit up here and said it. Believe it because it's the truth.
Amen.
And you're not going to know it's the truth if you don't read your Bible and study on it. Like I said, I wasn't really following Victor. I don't want anybody following me either. If we just happen to be going the same place in the same direction, that's all right. But don't follow me because I might trip and fall. I'm a human. I'm still in the flesh. I'll try not to follow you. But as long as we're following the Spirit, following the Lord, He will show us the way. People have different ideas of what Jordan is. So we're going to come to the bank of it and then we're going to go across onto the other side. Well, I say that we're in right in the middle of it right now. The Jordan is turmoil. And the waves of turmoil, when it gets up around it, that's what caused Peter to fall when he was walking on the sea. The waves got up around his ankles and he was sinking. That's life. The Lord has taken us through this life. He's taken us across that river. He's going to take us all the way over to the other side.
Amen. That's right.
And when we get there, it'll be a new day. Just one day. One day that'll never end. No more sickness, no more limping around, no more sore, no being tired, no more anything bad. Because nothing bad's going to be there. That's all I got. Does anybody have anything that they'd like to say tonight? Any more testimonies? I like hearing testimonies.
Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and knoweth him.
next chapter of John, he mentioned you and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was praying for the people, his followers then. But then he says, not for these only, but those who believe because they did.
That's right.
That's us.
Yep.
Doesn't it feel great that the Lord had got down and prayed for you? His testimony, can I tell it? He came by the house one Saturday evening, stuck his head in the door, said, Mom, are you guys praying for me? Well, I said, yeah. Well, would you stop? You're killing me. And left. The next morning, about 6:30, he was there knocking on the door. You guys ready to go to church? Come on, we got to go to church. That was the very day, that was the morning he got saved. He pushed his mother out of his way to get to the altar.
Jim, I'm so thankful. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need you, and you don't need me to tell each other what we have.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, we know.
Yeah. Amen.
We know we don't have to. I don't have to. Just take it as a formality, but let's pray. It's not, it's serious. It's serious business.
That's right.
And I thank God for it. I can never repay you, and I sure don't do that. Thank you, Lord.
I was talking to some people that I worked with about coming to church. This is after I joined them. Riverside. And the wife says, well, where do you go to church? I said, Riverside Missionary Baptist out in Pleasant Plain, Ohio. Oh, I've heard of that church. You guys pray too much. And I, what? She said, you guys, all you do is pray. I said, well, the truth is, no, we don't pray enough. Well, what makes you say that? And I says, you're not going there. We've been praying for you, but you ain't there yet. Yeah. So we're not praying enough or something. So we're not doing something right. But we pray too much. You got a lot to pray about. Where does the word pray come from? The word praise. If you can't praise him for what he's done for you. Jan sings that song, and count your many blessings. I still have a hard time getting past the first one. Because that was the greatest one. And I get blessed every day. Just like I said, I woke up this morning. That was a blessing. I made it to church. That's a blessing. But the greatest blessing I've ever received was August the 6th, 1964. I don't know what time of the day it was. It was still fairly light outside. And I don't know who was preaching. That revival lasted about 6 or 7 weeks. And they had a different preacher every night because it wear out a preacher preaching that much. And whoever had the message would get up and preach. So I don't know who was preaching the night that I got saved. I know one of the preachers that was there, but I really couldn't tell you that he preached. All the preaching was done right here. The Lord was preaching to them. Anybody else got anything to say? I'm not going to give an altar call. I believe firmly that the altar call went out some 2,000 years ago. And if the Lord calls you to pray, no matter what's going on in the church,
get up and go.
Got up and went. Anybody else got anything? Any announcements?
Go in a home and you're tossed from home to home and you're never there very long at all and you never know.
I didn't know all that many people was in the church when I went down. Like I said, I was only down there 2-3 months a year.
Well, I didn't know them, and but they were there. The church was full.
When I went back in there to tell them what happened to me, that was the most beautiful bunch of people I ever saw in my life. Mm-hmm. It's like I knew every one of them. And I knew that each and every one of them was praying for me at one time. Give you the answer.
That's my faith. That's what I feel. That's my belief. I believe I got to trust it. Trust in him to do it when it's his time.
He may not give you the answer that you want, but he'll give you the answer that you need.
That's very true. But I'll know it's the right answer.
Yeah. Anyone else have anything? Don't wait for me to ask you to pray for me. If my name comes, my thought comes into your mind, just go ahead and kneel down and pray for me. I won't be embarrassed by it. I always need prayer. The day I don't need any prayer is the day I'll be home. Day's coming when I'm going to know everything too. I don't know it now, but we'll have all the answers when that time comes. We'll know exactly how it happened, why it happened, and what's to come. We know what's to come if we believe this. The best is yet to come. When you knock on heaven's gate. Some people depict that St. Peter is going to answer the door. Nah. Jesus is going to answer that door. He's the one that's going to open that door for you. Welcome home, my dear and faithful servant. Come on in. Anyone else got anything to say? Don't be bashful. Stand and have a dismissal prayer. Pray over the.
Request has been placed in the box.
Yeah. Some of them might have been answered.
Not a request in that box.
There's some of them might have already been answered. But it won't hurt to pray about it again. We've all got lost loved ones, lost neighbors. Pray for them. Those are the ones that need it worst.
Brother Jim, I'd like to see the deacons for just a minute after church.
Just pray as the Lord would have you to. Dear
Heavenly Father, thank you
for this day.
In the words of wisdom, each and every one of them is a blessing to us, Lord.
I pray to
you, Jesus. Do you want to separate ways?
They would get a separate part of heaven. I'm going to follow.